It's time for public comment. I have recorded staff for this, and we have 4 minutes left to discuss this motion, but we're going to pause to do public comment. Nancy, or will someone, I'll put you on staff to say that. Will you bring me the sign up for public comment? How many people are on the list?
Three.
Thank you. We need a hurry. Nancy, can you please sit down? She's not getting the name. She's giving a speech to the person. Thank you. We have four names that I'm going to choose randomly to go in a random order. So 30 divided by 4 is roughly 7.5 minutes. So everyone will have, it's exactly 7.5 minutes. I was on the varsity math team. And our first speaker is Venetia Patel Adams. She's not here, so I'll move her. Our next speaker is Matthew Longren. Welcome, you can come stand.
Yeah, I'm just kind of here to help the board consider to bring back Dr. Kamau. He's doing a good job, and we need to have this kind of leadership on the board.
Matthew, I'll try to take notes on what you're saying, and I can't hear you.
No, I'm just here to say wanting to bring back Dr. Kamau because he's doing a good job leading the station, giving a good direction. And I think he needs to be reinstated. The board needs to consider making him the full-time general manager. Interim general, the permanent general manager. He was doing a good job, and he needs to be brought back. I think he was doing a good job and bringing him in a good direction. That's what JFT needs, and Pacifica needs a lot of them. He needs to be brought back, and he's the first general manager, first African American general manager of certainly KPFT. That needs to happen. That's all we're doing.
Thank you.
All the way from Galveston.
Thank you for having me.
Board members, can we not ask people to speak up and then speak while they're speaking?
Sorry.
The number third speaker, Abhinav. Correct me.
Hi, everybody. This is my second LSV meeting I've ever been to. The first one, I think, had like 100 times this many people. I guess it was during the transition after Dr. Kamau was fired. I guess as someone who's not really familiar with the board at all, I just wanted to give some feedback. There seems to be this desire, a couple things. There seems to be a desire to put board members on the air, and I just wanted to let you guys know that as a listener and as a listener member volunteer, I don't think the general Houston community cares to hear any of you on the air. When you listen to the radio, you want to be entertained, educated, or listen to music, and you don't really care to hear how the sausage is made, you know? You just want to see, how weird would it be if you turned on CNN and somebody took, 30 minutes to think that they did their job and told the viewers what's going on the governance side of however the hell they make their decisions. That's not entertaining. It's informative, but, I don't really see any listeners here. People who aren't on the board or hired by the station or, like me, have volunteered. I guess that's point one. So we, because I keep, I went to the town hall and I heard that sentiment too, which is, well, we planned the town hall meeting back in July, and the point is to get listeners to come and give their feedback, and we mentioned it on the air. Well, what about all the listeners who didn't tune in at that particular point in time? How does the LSV get the word out to them? And as an example, I've been involved with the station kind of on and off, definitely since July. And the only reason I heard about the town hall meeting was maybe 3 or 4 days before I randomly checked kpft.org and saw, oh shit, there's a town hall meeting. How interesting. I guess the second point is I went to the town hall meeting and it really was interesting. There were a lot of great ideas, and it was a really interesting format. People had 5 minutes to talk, and we kind of went around in a circle. Each person got their chance to speak, and we did that maybe 3 times. A lot of great ideas. The first time I spoke, I didn't take the whole 5 minutes. I took maybe 20 seconds, and I just had one question, which was, how do we get from all these great ideas to acting on them, you know? And there was a sentiment that KPFT is becoming irrelevant because we're not really acting on these ideas of having a podcast studio or having I think Nancy came up with it, a secret call-in show or a write-in show where police officers, nurses, whoever can give feedback and have it read anonymously. You know, these are ideas that are useful. You think KPFT and you think the LSV is dysfunctional. Think about how many other organizations in Harris County are just as dysfunctional, and maybe somebody's life is on the line. Police misconduct, some wacky shit going on at a hospital. We don't know, but there's all these great ideas, and nobody really had an answer to that question. How do you get from idea to action? I think I'm on my third point, or fourth. Why only 2 town halls per year? There were a lot of great ideas. Why not set up some kind of mailbox? Why not set up some kind of website? Even a Facebook group for the LSV, where people can vent. I mean, venting or bitching about something is tough to hear, but how great would it be if there was a radio station in the Houston community that listened? KPFT, we listen to you. How much time do I have?
1 minute 45 seconds.
Okay. It's really nice to hear all of you speak. I think I've met maybe six or eight of you before. Again, my name is Abhinav. I feel it. I feel the heated energy from the LSV. I feel it having butted heads with people myself, trying to volunteer in the staff. I guess I'm kind of rambling, but the logo for KPFT, that dove, if there's one organization that is not peaceful,
not to mention it's 15 years old.
What's
that? I said not to mention it's
15
years old.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Thanks.
Venetia?
I am here, first of all, to show support for Dr. Kamau. I know that
a little louder.
Sure. I know that y'all are in the process of finding a new general manager, and this board itself has voted to have Dr. Kamau brought back since he was illegally fired by Bill Crozier over there when he was interim executive director. So I want to show my support for Dr. Kamau. He should be the one that becomes a permanent general manager. He should have been the general manager this whole time. Larry Winters quit without showing up to one LSB meeting. Correct me if I'm wrong. He didn't come to one LSB meeting. Thank you, Dawn, for actually coming to one. Bill Crozier is the one that fired Dr. Kamau. Bill Crozier is the one that hired Larry Winters, who's done a crappy job since he's been general manager, and again, never showed up. So please, can we do something about Bill Crozier, and please bring back Dr. Kamau. The second thing I want to bring up is Lisa Blaylock's show. The board also voted for her to get her show back, and that never happened. She talked to Larry, and of course he ignored her because he's a crappy manager. I believe she talked to Dawn, who told her that she can't get her show back. This board has asked her to get her show back. She was removed for violating that stupid censorship rule that the board decided was not legal for Pacifica to have because it violates the bylaws. So Lisa Blaylock needs to get her show back. I just want to push for that. I know y'all have already made a motion that she should get her show back, so maybe y'all can look into it and see why that hasn't happened already. I would like to reiterate that this is Bill Crozier's fault. Bill Crozier is the one who illegally fired Dr. Kamau and can't look up ever when the public is speaking to him. He is the one who illegally hired Larry Winters, who again has not been to a single board meeting. Thank you, Dawn, again for coming. And yeah, please bring Dr. Kamau back. He should have been the manager this whole time. We would not be in the situation we are in right now if he had been. Under his tenure, his very short tenure, programmers felt very supported by management for the first time. We didn't feel supported by Dwayne. We didn't feel supported by Larry. And so please bring Dr. Kamau back. He was taking input from the community, from programmers. There's programmers on this board that can speak to that. Like, yes, I know. You agree? Yes, okay. So I think that's it. Bill, this is your fault. You're like Dwayne Part 2. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're doing an amazing job, Lucy. Thank you.
KK?
Hello, everyone. I miss you. not really. Something about turning older. I was always the youngest. I was 16 when I started college, and everybody was always older than I was. Of course, people thought I was older because I was so tall. When I was 10, I went trick-or-treating, and a lady stood, because I lived on a college campus, and told me to stop stealing candy from the babies. And I'm 10, and I'm saying, but I am a baby. The last time I went trick-or-treating. I look at what's happening in the world around us, and especially recently, but especially in the last almost 2 years in this new presidency, a lot of hate, a lot of people feeling like their voices aren't heard. In 2010, when I lost my show, the Peace Hour, and then they gave it back to me and called it the Peace Half Hour, I walked away saying, that's it. I'm done. You all can go to hell. I don't need you. And the truth was, I didn't. But I finally realized that you did need me. And not because I'm anything special. It's because I need you too. And I'm not trying to make this about any one person. But I will tell you that I do feel that those who have been here 7 years or more, quit, become advisors. Stop trying to run things the way you did 10, 15 years ago. The thing is that what you say is, I'm trying to save the station, but you're the one that broke it. And it's time for us to step back. As I just recently retired, I realize I don't want to lead anymore, even though I do know that leadership is about service. But when leadership is about self-serving, you need to quit. And I know that those of you who have been here for a long time want to feel like you made a change. Well, the way to make a change is to step back and let young people like Venetia and Don, because they already are cross-generational, cross-cultural. We're still a majority white group for a progressive Houston that doesn't look like you. But I'm not saying that to be anti-white. I don't count my white friends. I don't count my brown friends. I count my friends. And unless I tell you whether they're Muslim or black or whatever, you wouldn't know. When Dr. Kamau was fired, you all accused me of occupying the station, of setting up hate to make other people look bad. I didn't call any of them. They called themselves when they heard. And they weren't white, they weren't black, they weren't brown. They were all of the above. We need a progressive station. And we need a progressive station with true progressive people. Like I said, I don't want to run nothing. Taking my ass to Belize and writing for the rest of my life. But I am mentoring young people as I have for the last 40 years. Don has my support. The rest of you over 50, do not. Thank you.
We have 13 minutes left of public comment. Are there other speakers? I see two. Pat, you were here first, so why don't you come up? I'll divide it 6 minutes and 6 minutes and 30 seconds each.
I'm Pat Hartwell Harper, and I have missed the last couple of meetings because I gave up on y'all. I mean, I really gave up. When you didn't physically pick Bill Crozier up and take him out of the door and show him the exit, I gave up on y'all, and I told you I gave up on y'all. He has been nothing but destruction. He was destruction a year ago, 2 years ago, and as of tonight, he is still destruction. He brought Larry Winters, a.k.a. whatever name he uses on his legal documents, in. He paid Dwayne Bradley under the table and hoped no one would find out. You don't know what this man's doing. You don't know how much money he's taking from y'all because you don't pay attention. Bill Crozier is running the foundation and KPFT into the ground. And if y'all want to sit around and let him run it into the ground, I guess you do because I've said it before and you haven't done anything about it. I was at those meetings when y'all censored that man. He does not belong at a table in here. He doesn't belong any place around KPFT. He is dysfunctional. And as long as y'all put up with him, you will continue to be dysfunctional. I have to agree with my friend PK, and I've said this before, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 9 months ago. This is run by old white people. And if you want youngsters or the millennium to listen to you, I've told you what to do. And as long as y'all allow yourself to be run like this, it's not going to go anyplace. And I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that you don't think the LSB people should be on the air. oh, hell yeah, they should be on the air. Let all of Houston know how dysfunctional y'all are. Let all of Houston know how racist, closet racist you are. Because it's going to come out. You can wear some outer clothing as much as you want to, but soon enough, the real you, like Bill Crozier, came out when we found out that he illegally hired Dwayne and kept him on the payroll. He didn't want to tell us that at that finance meeting that night. He said, oh, that's private. I bet it is private because it, oh, you shake your head. I guarantee you, son, I was there. And I argued with you about how much privacy you are allowed when you're a part of the management. And that's what you are. He's running the place into the ground, and that is apparent that he's running it into the ground. Until y'all get OBDK back, until you give him a rightful place where he was illegally fired by this man, nothing will happen. We were on the rise. And by the way, how much did Larry Winters fundraise last time? I understand that he cut the fundraiser down and didn't, why didn't you fire him, William Crozier? Why didn't you make it public, just like you did OBDK? Why didn't you call him incompetent? Those big bucks you're paying Sandy Weinman to bring all that money in didn't work.
Thank you. Sir?
Hi, most of y'all know me. It's Eddie. I've been around the station since the probably mid-90s in volunteer capacity and as a staff member. And I just wanted to support the LSB in your initial vote of confidence of Dr. Obadika Kamau. And I support you, and I believe a lot of people support you from what I've been talking to, hearing from people, just talking to people in general, and the topic of the radio station comes up. A lot of people would like to see Dr. Obadika come out back as the general manager, as the permanent general manager, not the interim general manager. And they saw already within the couple of months that he was allowed to be the general manager that he was already innovatively raising funds in different ways. He was listening to a lot of people. He was trying to solicit input from the community, wide spectrum of the community, and he was fostering unity, and a lot of morale was growing within the programmers of KPFT. I saw that just randomly run into programmers at the station that I hadn't seen in a long time. I saw an excitement that I hadn't seen there in years, since the 90s actually. There was an excitement that there was gatherings of programmers happening. There was programmers talking to each other, some of them meeting each other for the first time, that have been working at the station sometimes in close proximity to the hours to each other, and they had never met. And so they met there. The divide that's been fostered by a few people within the station between, quote-unquote, the music faction and the community service faction, it was, that divide was going away. So I really encourage you, I support you, to stand up for your vote that y'all had decided that this gentleman was a good fit for the station, and want to just reiterate that and support y'all in standing up for what y'all voted for last year for Dr. Obadika Kamau to stay as general manager. And allow him to see where he's going to take the station, what direction he'll take the station, and have a lot of hope for that. So I really encourage y'all to stand up here tonight in the next couple of LSB meetings and your committee meetings, and bring him back on. I believe it'll save a lot of time and effort in doing another search, and then we can stabilize the station and see where to go from there. Because I do believe, again, that there's a lot of community, not just individuals, but organizations, just different types of groups that will support the station, will join in the station when they see a lot of respect growing and a lot of unity growing within the station. And it'll go get us back to the foundation of what Pacifica was founded on, was to allow the widest spectrum of groups and entities in our society to have a voice on the radio station. So thank you very much.
We have 5 more minutes left of public comment. Would anyone like to use the 5 minutes?
I have something to add, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Because I see some faces that I'm not seeing before, I just don't want you to misunderstand. I don't want you to misunderstand when Pat was talking about Dwayne being rehired and Bill Crozier for some reason is shaking his head. Perhaps it's because you're so incredibly dishonest you're shaking your head at yourself. So Dwayne Bradley was the old general manager. Bill Crozier hired him for months. I don't know. I think it was like 6 months, maybe a little bit over that, without telling anyone. No one knew that Bill Crozier had hired him as a national consultant. I think it was actually Wanda or another staff member who leaked that information, or else we never would have found out. Bill Crozier was not going to tell anyone that Dwayne Bradley, ex-general manager of KPFT, was on the payroll. Because you didn't tell anyone, so I don't know why you're shaking your head.
So I didn't tell us?
That's all I wanted to add. I just didn't want anyone to be confused by that, because what Pat is saying is absolutely true. And yeah, that's not the only thing. I don't know why Bill is here, because y'all suspended him. I don't understand why he's still actually sitting at the table. Thank you.
There's 4 more minutes left of public comment. Would anyone like to use those minutes? All right, we're moving on. We were on item 6B. It's a governance motion. We have 4 minutes left to debate this motion. I have Ted, Matthew, Dwayne, and Rick on stack. Ted, would you like to speak for the motion?
We all could have avoided this if the opportunity to pitch during fund drives had been distributed equitably. But in terms of the board members who represent the listeners, not the the staff board members, but the board members who represent the listeners, were not given, with one exception, were not given the opportunity to be regularly on the air. And that one individual, whose name has been mentioned way too much in the last few minutes, courted that opportunity and never brought that opportunity to this body. And so we are forced to take this extreme action instead of doing what should have been done in the first place, which was would have been equitable.
Matthew, are you speaking against the motion?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
It just seems to me another version of constricting everybody's rights, not expanding them. As it stands now, everybody has the same opportunity to go to the station. We have staff members here that we can talk to about reporting the PSA. Everybody has that opportunity, whether you take it or not, is your own business. It's akin to saying, well, you know, because we don't like the way this one person is campaigning to be on the new LSB elections, nobody can campaign to be on the LSB elections because they might be particularly good at it. It's just a constriction. It's not openness, and as somebody pointed out, we need more people helping out at the station. I mean, I would have preferred to see a motion that maybe encouraged people to help at the station, not to squash them down.
Thank you. Dwayne?
On the face of the motion, I would not support it. But since I have some practical knowledge, and I have radio and advertising experience, you really would have to be stupid to not believe that a voice on a radio at any given time is not a commercial. You would really have to be naive to believe that to allow individuals like one of our members whose voice has been on the air continuously for 7-8 years, that that's not a brand. You would have to be really stupid not to believe that any exposure of voice of a board member eventually is going to be an advantage over those whose voice have never been on, who may be running for office. You would really have to be stupid to make those arguments that that is not a preference, especially since we had a manager in the position that made it hostile for individuals that he didn't like to come into the station and make themselves available for PSA. You really would have to think I'm too stupid to believe that you do not know the difference between this privilege of certain individuals being able to access the air and others not. If you want to volunteer, by means volunteer. You don't have to volunteer on the air. There are hundreds of things that you could be doing to help the station move forward rather than being on the air.
Thank you. Rick?
I call the question.
Is there a second? There's no second. So I have four more people on the staff. We're at time for this, so I need a motion to extend debate. Is there a second? We need 2/3 vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 to extend. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to a vote. That motion failed to extend. So, Joseph, will you just read the revised rule for us?
Okay. Revised. No listener board member shall make in their own voice any PSA or any fundraiser pitching. There shall not be mention of the listener board member name or any other personal identification. A listener board member may suggest or write a PSA or fund pitch drop. No listener board member shall appear on any regular program, including an open journal.
All those for this amendment, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those against this amendment, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The amendment passes.
Request for 10 to 7.
Yes.
I'm asking because Rick is calling the question frequently, which is, of course, it's his right to do it. But don't they have some type of process that before the question can be called, when we're debating something, aren't we supposed to be, aren't we supposed to have like so many people for, so many against?
Y'all talk too long.
You're out of order, sir.
I set a procedure for this at the beginning of the meeting that we would speak for the time limit and I would alternate for and against as I can based on the staff that I have.
And what about the past?
What do you mean, the past?
It just seems to me like in the past, there was like, before you could call the question or whatever, we were allowed, and it, maybe I'm confusing it with the PNB.
And in the past of our year, as with me as chair, we've had three speakers for, three against.
Exactly.
People have been confused about whether they're for or against the last year, so I've just gone to staff and tried my best to alternate. We just had three speakers for, two against, and then Rick.
May I please speak against as third person?
We just voted, Rhonda. It's done. He called the question. We voted 2/3.
Yeah, I just forgot.
We had 10 and 7. It passed. Got that? We're moving on to standing and special committee reports. We have 30 minutes for this. Our first item is a CAB update. Due to personal issues, the meeting did not happen on the 8th. It's been rescheduled for the 22nd. Given that we gave the previous CAB convener 8 months and nothing happened, I propose that we give Stephanie Thomas one more month to try to convene. She should have it convened by our next meeting, and then we can discuss if we need a new convener. Are there any objections to that? Okay. Budget approval, I was told there is no budget to approve. We can ask questions of the Finance Committee during their question and answer period if we so choose. Next, we have a motion that did not pass unanimously, so it moved under committee reports coming from the MSRC. Rita, as chair of the MSRC, will you read the motion? I didn't know the text of it, so that's it's fairly short.
That's basically what you have. There was a motion to remove.
I cannot hear.
The motion is to remove, to ask the LSB to remove Rhonda Gardner from the MSRC.
Is there we don't need a second. Is there an objection?
I'd like to ask Rita if she'll accept a substitute.
Okay. Wait. There's a process to this. There's an objection. So first, Rita gets to speak for the motion, and I'll put you on staff.
Request for clarification. Is this to remove me from the subcommittee and the MSRC, or just the subcommittee?
From the MSRC.
Okay. Rita, you have 1 minute to speak for your motion, your committee's motion.
Okay, the committee voted for this motion because it was brought to our attention that this particular member had broke confidentiality by talking to one of the potential GM applicants. It was brought to our attention that this happened, and we voted therefore to have her removed because you're not supposed to talk to any of the applicants. And actually what was said, according to the applicant that she spoke to, was that she was trying to have her job, to have her show and job back, that she expected to have her show and job back with whomever she helped choose as the GM. This is a violation of what we agreed to as members of the MSRC. And because of that, we asked for her to, the LSB, to remove her from the MSRC so that the process can move forward.
Point of information,
Rhonda?
Actually,
no, this is the question. What is your question?
Yes. Okay, yes. If I, well, I guess that I'm gonna, if I, as, from what I recall from the last MSRC subcommittee, when this motion was made, the motion had nothing to do with what she's referring to.
What is your question?
The motion had to do
with...
What
is your question, Rhonda?
I thought that the motion was to remove me because of the list that I forwarded to the MSRC committee. If it was with regard to that letter, that's not the case. The motion was with regard to the list that I sent. Although you did share the
I'll put you on staff again.
Although she did share the letter with the committee, she did not allow me to respond.
That's not got it, Rita. Can you respond quickly?
And I'll reach out to it wasn't just the email that we received. It was also the fact that the email was sent out by Ms. Garman to MSRC, whatever email she sent it to, that we, many of us MSRC current members, did not get and were not a part of. She did that again in breaking the confidentiality agreement that we have that was not supposed to be done by any MSRC member.
Thank you. Rick?
Can we hear the motion, please?
Well,
can we hear the motion?
It's on the agenda.
Rick. No, the motion from the subcommittee.
Rick has the floor.
Okay, I wanted to amend this motion from the MSRC to have the LSB appoint... have MRC appoint a committee to investigate Rhonda Garland.
Thank you. Okay, so there's an amendment to for the LSB to create a subcommittee to investigate Rhonda Garner.
Yeah, because for one
person. Okay, it's kind of a substitute motion, but it has a second. Is there an objection?
Yes.
Okay. Rick, you have 1 minute to speak for your substitute motion.
Right now, we just have this thing, this motion, remove Rhonda Garner from the MSRC. She's an LSB member. She can go to any committee meeting she wants. But also, if we're going to remove her, we can't just vote to remove her. We have to have an investigation. I guess a trial, and then the facts will be brought back to the LSB, and we'll either vote to remove her or vote to keep her. I mean, we can't just remove her just because Rita says so. I'm afraid, that isn't good enough.
All right. To be clear, we're debating the amendment to investigate. To have a subcommittee investigate Rhonda. I have Adriana, Bill, Joseph, and Joanne.
Rhonda, let me read that down. Well, that motion doesn't make any sense because the committee, we all in the MSRC, we sign a confidentiality agreement because this is so important. We cannot
talk to people, and that was very clear from the beginning. We selected a small subcommittee and was very clear that we cannot leak the names. And it's not only leaking the names. We cannot investigate what people already have said that she did. We have witnesses, that we have the emails, we have the executive director, the interim executive director, sending emails about this issue. We have people present here. She cannot leak, and she signed a confidentiality agreement. That is what happened. That, Rick, I'm sorry, but it's just dilatory. We know exactly
time.
What she did, and she accepted she did it. She leaked it.
Time. Bill, are you speaking for Rick's amendment?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're conflating several different things. I guess I'm in favor of I don't want to have any more investigations and stuff, but you can't just vote on this without even allowing Rhonda to say something. She was cut off during the meeting. She didn't even get to explain things or ask questions. I've heard at least one other member of the committee has also talked to at least one of the applicants. And nope, there wasn't any fuss about that. And I think even as Ted pointed out that yes, that she cannot do this without having an investigation on the LSB. And secondly, and the msrc.kpnp.org address that she sent the information to was set up for the committee. It's not Rhonda's fault if it doesn't have all the right names on it. It has most of the right names at least. I know most of the people there got it that way. And she doesn't maintain it unless she has nothing to do with it. She sent it to the appropriate list. She did what the subcommittee was asked to do by the whole committee, which was to send the list of finalists that they had agreed on to the committee. And that's what she did. Now, the other issue we need to talk about, but we need to hear both sides.
Joseph, are you speaking against the amendment?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The reason is not the motion that came to the committee was not a disciplinary motion. It was simply a motion to remove for membership from the committee. It is in accordance with our standing and special rules, section 2, part A, which says the KPMP, the LSB approves membership of all committees. So it's our power to approve, for whatever reason, by majority vote for anyone's membership. To address what Bill said, actually, Wanda did get to speak for as long as anyone else got to speak, and then she ran out of time, and everybody else had their time, and yes, she wanted more, she wanted more time, but she did get to speak. This is not a disciplinary issue. It doesn't require a trial. In the meantime, if we were to suggest it's okay for us to spend the next 2 or 3 months trying to get a trial, are we also going to suspend the entire process of the MRC's being able to function this time? This would completely destroy our process of trying to place a new manager. So I think that going to that process is inappropriate because of our standing rules and would be destructive to the organization as a whole.
Thank you. Time. Rhonda, are you speaking for the amendment?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to have the opportunity to speak. Number one, the motion that was made did not reference this letter. It only referenced the list that I sent, number one. Number two, with regard to the letter that was written about me, I was not allowed to speak to that. Joseph is correct in that I wanted more time, and I think that's reasonable because my participation was at risk, and I wasn't allowed to speak to the second issue that they brought up, which was the letter. But the letter wasn't the motion from the committee, all right? And I would suggest that as far as the letter goes, that there be mediation appointed by someone other than KPFT management to moderate, have a mediation with Don and I about the conversation.
That's time. Dwayne?
Madam Chair, it's a simple matter, and I read in the record. Is it possible for a member off a committee if he or she works against the committee and gives inaccurate information presented by a committee answer? Unless your governing documents provide otherwise, committee members may be removed at any time without cause, with or without cause, unless the committee has established by your governing documents and its members elected by the association, committees serve at the pleasure of the board. Accordingly, the board can remove committee members at will and without explanation. The board can also delegate such authority to committee chair or the committee itself. If so, then the committee itself can vote someone off the committee. This is a matter of an individual trying to bargain for themselves, which is eerie in its thought. Even if you take away the sending out the information, proprietary information, people's personal business that may have gone to anybody who was on the committee last year, year before that, whatever. Secondly, asking an individual to negotiate getting your job back in the face of it, ladies and gentlemen, that is not even arguable.
Time. We're moving to a vote on Rick's amendment. Excuse me?
Oh, you got information?
Yes. What is your question?
My question is present the person that received the phone call from Rhonda Gardner and talk about the possibility to be elected like general manager and her and asking for her job back?
This is not appropriate for open session at my house.
That is my question.
Thank you, Jim.
If you're going to allow testimony, then you need to allow testimony.
That person, if here, can get on stack.
No, ma'am.
It's time.
We're going to go to a vote. We're voting.
The chair of the MSRC have an email from the person.
Is that person present? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes is your answer. We are moving to a vote. Thank you.
Both the people are
present. Rick, can you restate your amendment, please, before we vote?
Motion to appoint a committee to investigate Rhonda Gardner for removal from the MSRC.
Thank you. All those in favor of the amendment, raise your hand. One,
I'm sorry,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All those opposed to the amendment, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Amendment fails, 8-9. We're going back to the